With the new voice of the Northern Iowa Panthers, J.W. Cox. First of all, good to see you, sir.
Good to see you. Be in the same room. It's great.
Yeah, here we are back together again. And, of course, you have most recently worked with the Minnesota News Network, colleagues here on this show. You've hosted several segments.
Well, I was going to ask,
this show,
am I going to have to produce this after the fact?
Yeah, like,
am I going to put this together?
And put it together and send it to our buddy Scott Peterson, who's the final say-so in all of this. That would be great. But you've been on this show as a host and as a contributor, and now you're a guest on the show, voice of St. Cloud State men's and women's basketball and football before that program got dissolved, and high school sports all over the place, and St. Paul Saints. So you have your hand in the heart of Minnesota sports, and you're leaving us for an awesome opportunity. First, congratulations, and you know, how excited are you for this new chance?
Oh, just very excited. I mean, it's been fun over the last – it became official where they announced it last week, and I've heard, obviously, from the people here that I know and that I've gotten to know here and that know me personally and are happy about it. But the fun thing has been to hear from people down there in Cedar Falls. And we've been down to visit the community a couple of times. I've talked to you about that community being from there and other people I know that turn out to be from Iowa and the area. And it's just lived up to everything we've heard so far and great people. And it's been fun to kind of take that first step in being part of the community.
Yeah, Northern Iowa, a Division I institution. They play in the Missouri Valley in basketball, and then they play in the Missouri Valley also in football, I guess, as well, with the likes of the Dakota schools and Youngstown State and the Southern Illinois and others. The Unidome, such a great facility. That'll be your new office.
Yeah, no, it's great. And the actual office is in the Unidome building, and then, yeah, the press box up there is awesome. It's just, you couldn't ask for a better vantage point. Don't have to worry about the weather, which is always nice. You know, we had that a little bit in St. Cloud State, but yeah, I'm excited. I got to be up there and kind of tour that and the McLeod Center, which is just a top-notch facility over there, and it's going to be fun to make that home for the foreseeable.
You are kind of transitioning into it. You still have some duties yet this month with the Saints as they continue their season, but about a month from now, you'll be, you know, full-time into that thing.
Yeah,
right?
No, I'm excited to be there and get to just go day-to-day and be obviously, first up will be football with their season starting until basketball gets going with their camps and things later in the fall. But to just be there and around the programs and around the coaches and in the building, I mean, we share the offices with athletics, and it's all a great big partnership. And so that's going to be fun when I can get there in person. Have the family there, too, because, you know, we're looking to be right there close to the Unidome and close to campus and right there in the heart of Cedar Falls. So it's going to be real fun to get that opportunity just on a daily basis, be a part of everything that's going on there.
Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, I'm from the area. I grew up about 45 miles from Cedar Falls, Waterloo. My uncle was a barber. He owned Parkade Barbers in Cedar Falls, right along the main Main Street Parkade. So I had spent a lot of time there. And so that's one of the things I think you'll like is the college is really the fabric of that community. I mean, that's, you know, you're kind of woven in to the fabric of the community. So whether you're the voice of the Panthers or a professor on campus or what have you, it really is the centerpiece of the town, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, from our realtor to the person we are, potential school principal and other people we've talked to just away from the school, right? Everybody's got some kind of connection. Either their parents did or they did. And I haven't, like, you know, trumpeted the fact that here, I'm coming to town as the voice of the Panthers, but it tends to come up when they find out, oh, you're moving here for a job. Well, what's your job? And so it's fun to have that connection, and people really, you know, they kind of light up, and it's a big deal. So I think that college atmosphere, and obviously the Twin Cities and Minnesota has that for their schools and everything, but, you know, the town of 35,000 people and woven around the university, that's going to be a real fun spot for me and for my family.
And you get the duty of following a guy in Gary Reimer, who has been the voice of the Panthers for almost three decades, I think 29 seasons. So what's the challenge there in you know, following a guy who's been there for a while?
Well, so far, it's been a lot of open arms for me for the people. But I know there's people that are big-time Gary fans with just cause, because he was so good, he was so passionate about the Panthers and everything that they did. And I think the challenge is to just rise to that level, right? You got to bring that same enthusiasm, and that's what I've talked to people about a little bit as I've kind of spoken about that aspect of it. That's what Gary was known for, whether it's his signature calls or whatever. He was doing it all with enthusiasm, and I think that's what I've brought to St. Cloud State, mm-hmm. and that's what I'll bring with me. And that shows people that I'm there for the Panthers. I'm picking up that mantle that he left. This is now my team too, right? I don't have as much ownership of 29 years or all the fans, but I want that. And they're my Panthers, and I'm going to be jazzed for what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to listening as well. Real quickly, what were some of your favorite moments sports-wise here in Minnesota, whether it's St. Cloud State, whether it's the Saints? Whether it's, you filled in on a Gopher men's game, right? I was down at the bowl game.
Yeah, working with Spencer Tolleson. I mean, that probably had to be number one highlight. Yeah. No, that was fun. I've always loved the barn. Like, so when I got that opportunity, I'd done some high school games and just a fabulous place to go do any sport, any level. So to get to do a Gopher game there was super special. For St. Cloud State, I always remember my first year, which I hadn't done a lot of football up until that point. They had, a great quarterback who was – up for all sorts of national awards, and they went to the playoffs. They had a home playoff game, and then it snowed on November the 19th, and it didn't work out for them because the other team, whatever, they were able to adapt a little better. But that was just so fun to get that introduction to that kind of high level talent and high level success. A couple years later, they would go deeper into the tournament. It was great. One of my favorite memories is going to be this past season. I've gotten to go to the NCAA regional with St. Cloud State men's or women's basketball for 5 straight years now, basically, one or the other. And the women's team won a game at the regional tournament for the first time since, the early 2000s this last year. And that's going to be a great memory. I'm glad that the last win I got to call at St. Cloud State was that. And then the Saints in 2019 had a great run when they, won the championship of the American Association, kind of the last full season of independent ball before they made this transition over to AAA. And a lot of good memories out of that, and you get a ring out of that, which was fun too. Being around AAA teams, I mean, I'm always excited now when you get to go see that caliber of talent. I mean, Akil Badu is going to be in town this week with Toledo, and it's going to be fun to see all of that too. It's been fun to see all of that over the last year. So a lot of highlights. So grateful for all the fun things that I've been able to cover, and the teams and the people that I've been able to meet.
Your path now to Northern Iowa through Minnesota. How many years in Minnesota, and kind of take us all the way back. You grew up in California, right?
Yes.
Arizona State.
Yeah, so I've slowly made my way east and then back to the Midwest. So, yeah, grew up in Southern California, went to school at Arizona State. First job broadcasting sports was in Wilmington, North Carolina for a collegiate wood bat league there. Then got to the Northwoods League in Wisconsin with a team, and that's what led me here in 2011 to St. Cloud State. So, I mean, I've lived in Minnesota now longer than anywhere except where I grew up, right? Where I went to school, went to high school, and grew up there. So it's become home, certainly, and that's what made Northern Iowa such a great spot. There's only two closer Division I universities for all sports now than Northern Iowa would be, really, to where my wife's family is and where she's from here in the Twin Cities and things like that. But it's been a fun journey, and I think doing things like the baseball, doing things like jumping feet first and to football and all the high school coverage and then Saints things, what we've been able to do on the social media side and kind of enhancing our broadcast and our product, and even down to working here at Minnesota News Network and being on a statewide network and seeing how that works with all the affiliates, all of that has helped put me into a spot where I can do this and I can confidently step in and see whatever the next challenge is. You're never 100% ready for a new job, right? But I'm ready to step in and see what I need to learn.
Well, it's been fun. It will be fun tracking you as well. We'll stay in touch, and best of luck.
Absolutely. Appreciate it, Graham.